Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, January 20th. Rigel is not just one of the brightest stars visible in the night sky. The supergiant is also one of the brightest stars in the entire galaxy, more than 100,000 times brighter than the Sun. One indication of Rigel's brilliance is a cloud of gas and dust about 40 light-years from it. Without Rigel's light, the cloud would be completely dark. But the cloud reflects light from Rigel, making it visible. The cloud's outline looks like the profile of a laughing witch, so it's known as the Witchhead Nebula. The nebula is about 900 light-years away and spans about 70 light-years. It consists of the remains of a dead star, but it also appears to be giving birth to new stars. Considering the nebula's location, that's not surprising. It's on the edge of a region that's given birth to many young, hot, bright stars, including Rigel. Winds and radiation from these stars are eroding the nebula, sculpting its witch-head shape. But they're also squeezing the nebula. That causes pockets of gas and dust to collapse and give birth to new stars. As those stars take shape, their own radiation and winds will further erode their birthplace, and the Witchhead Nebula will disappear. Rigel is in the southeast as night falls, to the right of Orion's Belt. The Witchhead Nebula is to the upper right of Rigel. It's barely visible even through a telescope. It takes long exposure images to show its outline, illuminated by a supergiant star. We have much more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.